A commentary on the program yesterday criticized the way the White House press secretary described evidence that Iraq possessed weapons of mass destruction. Today, commentator Ken Edelman argues that no matter what the evidence in Iraq, the Bush administration should continue its policy of preemptive military action.
Steady casualties in Iraq are bad enough. We don't need the additional casualty of the preemption doctrine. Preemption seems destined to become another war casualty, now that we know that our pre-war intelligence on Iraq was faulty. Maybe we just can't know what's going on in countries where we most need to know the frightening things they're planning. Regardless, from now on, Americans will be skeptical of bold U.S. action based on such inside information. The public's default position will go from instinctive support, let's back the president, to deep doubt, there they go again. But before we write preemption's obituary, I'd echo that great American philosopher, Gene Autry, when he said, "Whoa, big boy." Despite the limits of intelligence, preemption must live on to guide U.S. security policy. Pre-9/11, we weren't so keenly aware of dedicated fanatics bent on destroying Americans. Well, now we know. Once the world's most vile weapons get in the hands of the world's most vile people, they put thousands, perhaps millions of Americans at high risk. The doctrines of containment and deterrence won't work with them. These Cold War ideas presume that our enemy had rationality and a desire for self-preservation. Well, our enemies today sure don't. So preemption must prevail, more out of necessity than of choice. We simply cannot wait to react until terrorist cells and vile regimes actually launch mass weapons against us. We must act before they do. Of course, preemption is a lot more controversial than previous U.S. doctrines. The problems for implementing preemption were foreseen by none other than Machiavelli. He compared cool statecraft with medical treatment. The more glaring the symptoms of any disease, the more obvious its diagnosis, but the more difficult its treatment. By the time a doctor is certain that a patient has lung cancer, the time for effective treatment probably has passed. The best presidents, like the best doctors, act when their evidence is still inconclusive. Otherwise, the window for effective action passes. If preemption does become another war casualty, I fear far more serious casualties before we rid civilization of the scourge of terrorism. And sadly, that's not about to happen anytime soon.
Ken Edelman is a member of the Pentagon's Defense Policy Board. Here are some of the other stories we're following on the program today. Leaders of the worldwide Anglican Church warned American Episcopals that they will put the church in jeopardy if they consecrate an openly gay bishop. The U.S. Church has already confirmed Bishop-elect Gene Robinson. And President Bush met with Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger in Southern California today. Then the president headed for Tokyo, his first stop on a trip to Asia and Australia.